TheRecruiter.com.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jim Taylor. Racial tensions are boiling in Olathe as protesters gathered outside the public school district's office Monday evening. This comes after a black student at Olathe South High School said his classmates used racial slurs toward him and showed him pictures of lynched black people for months. Protesters had a list of demands for the school district, one being to terminate Olathe South principal Dale Longnecker. And a man from Garden City was arrested for attempted murder after a domestic situation on Sunday.
The police were called to St. Catherine Hospital to investigate a battery incident where they found Fabian Rosales had physically hurt a woman and made several threats. He faces multiple charges, including attempted second-degree murder, aggravated battery, aggravated domestic battery, aggravated kidnapping, and criminal threat. Rosales was taken into custody without incident and is currently in Finney County Jail. I'm J.P. Bazette.
This is Kansas Information Network News.
Are you in the market for a new compact utility tractor, but worried about the cost? For a limited time, Prairie Land Partners is offering 0% interest for 72 months on select John Deere compact utility tractors. That's right, you can buy the tractor you need right now without worrying about high interest rates and take advantage of low monthly payments. Don't wait. Stop by or visit PrairieLandPartners.com. Offer ends June 30, 2023. Some restrictions apply. See PLP for details.
Prairie Land Partners.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? Would you notice a 16-year-old boy who got his first job?
Not for extra spending money, but to help feed his little sisters?
Or a mother who's in between jobs and sometimes goes to bed hungry so her kids can have dinner? I am the one in eight Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America.
Enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Leaving for the gym so early?
I'm ready to go.
Since you started taking Nugenix Total T, you've been acting like when we met in our 20s.
I feel like myself again. Lower testosterone after turning 40 slowed me down. Nugenix Total T has been a game changer for me.
What is it about Nugenix Total T that's different?
Well, it's a patented key ingredient called Testofen. It boosts free and total testosterone to help you get back the drive and energy from your youth. It's backed by 5 clinical studies.
I've seen the huge difference it's made for you in the gym, at work, and in the bedroom.
I'm so glad I sent them a text for my complimentary bottle. Text Dandy to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Nugenix is the number one selling testosterone boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now, and we'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever. Absolutely free. Text Dandy to 42424. That's Dandy to 42424.
Products and statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or illness.
Good afternoon. I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. On Monday, Governor Kelly signed Senate Bill 25, which is the omnibus budget that passed with bipartisan support. The budget increases funding for higher education, invests in local infrastructure, expands mental health resources for students, and provides a pay increase for the state workforce. And the governor also line-item vetoed certain aspects of the bill. Governor Kelly said she was proud of this bipartisan, fiscally responsible budget that will bolster the state's workforce, improve roads, expand high-speed internet, and provide essential mental health resources for Kansas students. The budget Governor Kelly signed includes an increases for pay for state employees, promoting STEM workforce training opportunities, supports local infrastructure projects, expands mental health resources for students, and invests in services for elderly and disabled Kansans. AAA is expecting this Memorial Day weekend to be the third busiest on record. Nationwide, 42.3 million Americans are expected to hit the road, traveling more than 50 miles from home. And here in Kansas, around 385,000 are expected to travel over the holiday weekend. Kansans traveling by air this Memorial Day weekend are expected to be up 8.3% this year compared to 2022. However, nearly 341,000 people plan to drive to their destinations, which is up 5.7%, and around 12,000 plan to travel by cruise ship, train, or bus, according to AAA. AAA's data partner, INRIX, says travelers should expect to see double the normal traffic delays if they plan on traveling through major cities this Memorial Day weekend. The transportation analysis at INREX said with lower fuel prices and more travelers on the road compared to last year, drivers should expect long delays this holiday weekend, especially in and around major metros, as commuters mix with Memorial Day travelers. He said knowing when and where congestion will build can help drivers avoid the stress of sitting in traffic, and they advise to avoid driving during peak hours or to use alternate routes. To learn more road safety and traveling tips, you can visit AAA's website at AAA.com. Job seekers are encouraged to attend the upcoming State of Kansas Agency's virtual job fair from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. tomorrow, Wednesday, May 17th. And this virtual fair, which is hosted by Kansas Works, will focus on highlighting employment opportunities within many of the state's 98 government agencies. Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Tolan said Kansas State Agency openings offer opportunities for a variety of skills and experience levels, and these are good-paying jobs with excellent benefits. Registration is required to participate in the event, regardless of your previous participation. The virtual job fair portal features a job seeker training video, a list of participating employers, and channels for attendees to register and log in. Job seekers are encouraged to dress professionally, as employers might request to engage in a video interview. Candidates can participate through any digital device, and any individual with a disability may request accommodations by contacting their nearest workforce center at 877-509-6757 prior to the event. To register for the May 17th State of Kansas Agency's virtual job fair, you can visit kansasworks.com. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
In order to take care of others, begin by taking care of yourself. Norton Medical Clinic is here to get you started on the right path. If you are a Medicare patient, it's important to schedule your yearly wellness visit with your primary care provider. This appointment includes routine measurements, reviewing your medical history and current prescriptions, along with personalized health advice and advanced care planning. Make yourself and your loved ones a priority and schedule an appointment today. Our providers at Norton Medical Clinic look forward to serving you through all stages of life.
According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton County Board of Commissioners meeting that was held on Monday, May 8th, Commissioner Garrett Beidler called the meeting of the Norton County Board of Commissioners to order at 9 a.m. in the commission room, and in attendance were Richard Thompson, Garrett Beidler, and Marvin Matchett. Two lease agreements were submitted to the commission for approval, and the lease agreements were for parking of county equipment upon private lands for the term of 1 year. The agreements were submitted for Ed Braun and Clarence Wetter, and the commission signed and approved the agreements as submitted. An agreement was submitted to Norton County by the Kansas Department of Transportation for the construction and detour on Highway 9. During the construction of the bridge on Highway 9, it will be necessary for the Kansas Department of Transportation to detour traffic to Road Y. The terms of the agreement were approved and signed by the commission. The commission was presented a policy change for Norton County employees with holiday pay. The revised policy will calculate the employee's regular rate of pay for the actual number of hours the employee was scheduled to work and will require 10-hour workdays to revert to 8-hour workdays during a holiday pay week. The commission approved the change with a motion from Commissioner Matchett and seconded by Commissioner Thompson, and the motion passed 3-0. Brian Kirk, the Norton County Hospital CEO, was present to deliver the audit, and Brian stated that this has been delayed a couple of weeks and rescheduled later in the month. Brian also spoke about a press release that would be released later. Aaron Hale and David Donovan with Iron Insurance spoke with the commission about insurance and services that they provide to local government. Aaron stated that they can provide various options for the county to consider and would appreciate if the county would invite them for quoting the coverage. Additional information and requirements would be delivered to the clerk's office. Adam Zurr spoke with the commission about concerns he had on Road E7, and Adam requested that the county view the road and remove some rocks that are in the drive surface. Kelvin Edgett was before the commission to speak about the property that the Kansas Department of Health and Environment ordered cleaned, and the commission again informed Kelvin that his complaints would have to be addressed with the Kansas Department of Health and Environment. A motion was made by Commissioner Thompson to approve the April 28th minutes with the second from Commissioner Matchett, and the motion passed 3-0. A letter was reviewed from the United States Department of Interior Bureau of Reclamation. The Bureau of Reclamation is in the process of compiling a comprehensive inventory of bridges and crossings that spanned on Bureau of Reclamation facilities or are located on Bureau of Reclamation land. Two bridges have been identified in Norton County that are located on Bureau of Reclamation land. The U.S. Department of Interior is asking Norton County to take responsibility of maintenance and inspection of the bridges identified, and no decision was made at that time. A bid was submitted to the Commission for purchase consideration of a 1,650-gallon water tank, and the bid was submitted by Skiles of Atwood, Kansas, in the amount of $3,100. The tank is to be used at the Road Department hauling water for road construction. A motion was made by Commissioner Matchett to approve the bid from Skiles, with a second from Commissioner Thompson, and the motion passed 3-0. With no more business before the board, the meeting was adjourned until May 15th. The Kansas Department of Transportation has started work on a bridge repair project on K-383 in Norton County. The bridge is located approximately 4 miles east of the Decatur County line, and during construction, traffic will be reduced to one lane and controlled by temporary traffic signals. Delays not exceeding 5 minutes should be anticipated. The Kansas Department of Transportation expects this work to be completed in September, conditions permitting. And for more information, you can contact the Kansas Department of Transportation Area Construction Manager, Dan Moore, at 785-302-6205. Mass of Christian burial for Bernice Becker, 94 of Norton, will be held at 10 a.m. on Thursday, May 18th at the St. Francis of Assisi Catholic Church in Norton. Burial will follow in the Norton Cemetery. Visitation will be held from 3 to 7 p.m. tomorrow, Wednesday, May 17th, at the funeral home, with family receiving friends from 5 to 7 p.m. A rosary and vigil service will be held at 7 p.m. Memorial contributions may be made to the Bernice and Henry Becker Scholarship Fund or the St. Francis of Assisi Catholic Church, and sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton. Condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
New Age Industrial is a proud supporter of Norton County and the surrounding communities. Not only do we take great pride in our high-quality aluminum products, we are also one of the largest employers in Northwest Kansas, promoting growth and innovation throughout the area. We applaud our local schools, organizations, and businesses for all of their hard work and continued success in making Norton County a great place to manufacture our made-in-the-USA equipment. For more information, visit us online at newageindustrial.com.
This Armed Forces Day, Graham County Hospital asks the community to take a moment to honor the military men and women who protect America and her people from foreign and domestic threats. Fly your flag on May 20th to show your support. From Graham County Hospital, proudly serving the Hill City area since 1953. Bainter Oil Service would like to honor the brave men and women serving in the armed forces. The dedication and sacrifice shown by these amazing individuals is inspiring. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts for your loyal service to America. From Bainter Oil Service in Hoxie, look for us on Facebook. Proud to support the troops.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Farmers know a thing or two about being tough, and they hold their wheat to that same standard. Their fields need to be able to take on anything, because there's no telling what tomorrow has in store. That's why Westbred brand wheat offers varieties like WB4699, offering Fusarium head blight tolerance, and WB4792, offering Wheat Streak Mosaic virus tolerance. Meet your standards of excellence. Plant Westbred. Performance may vary.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is often laced into illicit drugs and used to make fake versions of prescription pills. You can't see it, taste it, or smell it. Suppliers mix fentanyl into their products because it's potent and cheap, and the dealer might not even know. Keep yourself and others safe by knowing the real deal on fentanyl. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you.
Kansas Agriculture Network Weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. A little cloud cover hanging around in our eastern counties through the afternoon, but sunny elsewhere as high pressure moves in briefly to take over the Central Plains weather pattern. Rain chances are low across our region today with temperatures warming up a little bit. It'll stay a little cooler in the eastern counties with that cloud cover. Warming up nicely into the mid and upper 70s for the western counties, though, with a low-pressure trough east of the Rockies. Looks like our next system will arrive late Wednesday and Thursday. That'll be a cold front heading in from the west. On the map, heading into this afternoon, high pressure is over the Central Plains with that low-pressure trough near western Kansas. A lot of moist air in place in the Rockies, and that'll be affecting our weather pattern later in the week. We can expect sunshine for central and western Kansas today, but low pressure is still over the Missouri Valley to our east, keeping our eastern counties under some cloud cover. Skies will be clearing up statewide for the overnight hours with cool low temperatures in the 40s and a few low 50s. Clouds will be increasing a bit in the western counties during the evening, a slight chance of a few thunderstorms in the far western counties. High pressure will be back on Wednesday, centered over our state. Another low-pressure trough will set up to our west, and that'll warm us back into the 80s. That cold front will take shape late tomorrow, swinging in from the northern Rockies. Showers and thunderstorms for our western counties late in the day. This afternoon in northwestern Kansas, mid-70s with upper 40s overnight. Low to mid-70s north-central, and tonight we're in the upper 40s and low 50s. Low 70s northeast and low 50s for the overnight hours. Southwest, upper 70s today and low 50s overnight. Low to mid 70s south central, and tonight we're in the low 50s. Upper 60s and low 70s southeast. Low to mid 50s tonight. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. As we look into the markets, things remain quiet as far as the feedlots are concerned. We'll get further updates on that coming up here in just a bit. Choice weights on the box beef trade down 60 cents at 265.64 on a run of 78 choice and select loads. Cash hog trade, Iowa Southern Minnesota cash market, no market report. Carcass trade, no trend. The top, though, at 127.37. With analysis as far as today's livestock trade is concerned, let's bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, it's been red numbers all morning long in the livestock markets. Quite a few triple-digit downsides in our cattle and our lean hogs today. We have seen so far in our cash market as far as cattle goes, no trades has taken place, not unusual for a Tuesday. We also have seen, as far as the futures market, October live cattle, lowest it's been in the last four sessions. Our December contract, lowest in the last two. And our feeder cattle, mostly the lowest in the last two sessions also. We're looking at box beef, 60 cents lower on choice cuts, 88 cents lower on, or I meant to say 88 higher on selects, on a total movement of 78 loads. Now, over in the hog complex, we saw most hogs gap lower on the opening today. Our October and December contracts had inside trading sessions so far. Keep in mind, yesterday, October contract was within 7 cents of the contract high.
August cattle down 32, 138.02. October down 97, 143.25. August feeders down 240, 178.87. And September down 297 at 182.67. August lean hogs are down 2 points at 121.77. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
ValleyVet.com.
Wish you could make your pasture a no-fly zone? Well, the next best thing is to check out all the fly control solutions available at Valley Vet Supply. Valley Vet has a whole array of insecticides, including E-Pro, Silence, Cleanup 2, Ultraboss, Synergize D-Lice Poron, Piranha Zero Bite, and Stock Guard Concentrate, and mineral oil for mixing. Keep in mind that rotating insecticides keeps the bugs from getting resistant to them. Check out the mineral feeders with fly killer covers and the always popular cattle rubs. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, Valley Vet Supply.
And with analysis as far as the grains are concerned, let's again bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, the grain markets have seen some interesting trade. The only thing that has been consistently strong has been soybeans and the soybean complex. Corn markets managed to hold together also, but it has came off the overnight highs. The wheat market's the one that could not hold the overnight highs, as we came as much as over 20 cents off the highs of the session. Not really any big news out here, but the good to excellent rating on corn did drop 3 points from the previous week. Soybeans dropped 1 point.
Kansas City wheat, September up 1.25, 849. Dece up 1.25, 856 and a quarter. In Chicago, September wheat up 1, 780 and 3/4. December up 1/4, 799 and a half. September corn up 12 and a quarter, 620 and 3/4. March up 10 and 3/4. August soybeans up 58 and a half, 1678. November up 34 and a half.
Are you a Kansas college student considering a career in broadcasting? Well, listen up. If in the fall you'll be entering your junior or senior year at a Kansas four-year college or your sophomore year at a Kansas two-year college and are enrolled in a broadcast program, you may qualify for a scholarship from the Kansas Association of Broadcasters. Application deadlines May 1st. For details, go to KAB.net and click on Student Services, sponsored by the member stations of the Kansas Association of Broadcasters.
Crude oil down 84 cents, $89.92 a barrel. Gas futures up 5.5 cents. Gold up 6.50 an ounce. And at Wall Street, the Dow is currently down 47.5 points. The NASDAQ is down 195. It's been sharply lower throughout the day. And the S&P 500 down 23.5 points. That is a check of the markets. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture.